Good morning. Feels like winter's coming here. So we gather on this 33rd and final Sunday in ordinary time. Next week we'll celebrate that great solemnity of Christ the King. And believe it or not, the week after that is the first Sunday of Advent. So this is the last Sunday you're going to be seeing us wearing green until sometime in January. We call these Sundays ordinary not because they're ho-hum or run-of-the-mill, but because they're simply numbered. They're ordinal. But by calling them ordinary, I think we may have the tendency to sweep them aside in deference to the big feasts and the other liturgical seasons, and thus forget that each of these numbered Sundays, they provide us a critical piece of the roadmap for our spiritual journey. The first words Jesus spoke in Mark's Gospel after he was baptized were, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." So before we rush headfirst into Advent and wave goodbye to ordinary time, I thought it best for us to pause and ask ourselves, what did we learn on these past 33 Sundays? Did the gospel help you to repent, which simply means to turn your life around? And the bottom line, what is the good news that Christ has to share? Well, we begin our ordinary time in January with a gospel that set the tone for the entire 33 Sundays. It's a story where the two disciples of John the Baptist leave John and they begin to follow Jesus. And after a while, Jesus turns and asks them, "What are you looking for?" And they reply, "Well, where do you live?" To which Jesus invites them to come and see. Now, this was more than a simple invitation to these new disciples to come and see where he happens to live. This was an invitation to truly come and see a whole new way to live, but one that requires transformation. So we began the year with an invitation to follow Jesus so that we too may see, so that we too, our eyes may be opened. For nearly 30 weeks of ordinary time, through the words of the gospel writers Mark and some of John, we were given story after story about Jesus healing the sick, dining with the sinners, reaching out to the lonely, feeding the poor, and comforting the prostitutes. In short, about our need to focus on those living on the margins and those deemed by some to be unworthy. He also showed us the need to get away to pray, to have mercy on others, to find time to rest, and to exclude no one, and implored us to be like a child in order to be welcomed into the kingdom of God. Through his words and actions, he showed us how we're to open our eyes so that we can see and we can live differently. Each week brought us an opportunity to gain new sight into the Gospels. But how often and how easy is it for us to be like the disciples and blinded by our own agenda and unwilling to change? For as we near the end of Mark's Gospel and heard just a few weeks ago, the disciples were arguing who was going to be the greatest among them. They complained that someone else was healing others using Christ's name. They were rebuking people for bringing the children forward so Jesus could touch them. And all the while, James and John were asking Jesus if they could be the ones chosen to sit at his right and his left in the kingdom of glory. It would seem they just didn't get it. But notice through it all, Jesus responds with unconditional love for his followers as he continues to show servant leadership in the Gospels leading up to his final Sunday in ordinary time, with today's Gospel warning that all the generations will pass away, but his words never will. And his deed, his words have never passed away. For year after year, century after century, they have been translated and retranslated. They've been proclaimed. They've been sermonized. But one could question, have the words of Christ gone somewhat ignored? Were the passing generations converted? Have current generations been transformed? Are we open to change? Just this past week, Pope Francis stated that, quote, we are not living in an era of change, but in a change of error. He spoke of our need to see with new eyes that our Christian doctrine is not a closed system incapable of generating questions and doubts and queries, but it's alive. It's able to unsettle and to animate. But that means challenging ourselves in ways that are really uncomfortable. For many of us love to live in the status quo and rather not face personal change. We're simply very comfortable exactly where we are, even to the point where we sit at church. I remember a couple years ago we had a priest in to do our annual mission. And as an exercise at every one of the Sunday masses, he asked everyone up front to move in and asked everyone in the back of the church to move forward. Well, let me tell you, from up here, you had to see the look on everyone's faces. I mean, I was cringing and I didn't have to move my seat. But that was simply about moving our seats. Can you begin to imagine the challenge Jesus gives us in changing the way we live and the way we love? In the way we forgive. See, each and every gospel challenges us to look at ourselves and determine how we are seeing. Is it a vision of ego? Is it about my reputation, my self-image, my need to be right, my need to be successful, my need to have everything under control, my need to be loved? Or do we accept Christ's invitation to open our eyes to a new way of seeing? Being open to others, the yearning to forgive, longing to let go, craving to see differently with a new desire to love others. In other words, to recognize Christ in ourselves and the least of our brothers and sisters. See, Christ's message has remained the same for 2,000 years. And like the disciples, we face the same daily struggle to see as Christ calls us to see. But that new sight does not begin by looking and judging at what others are doing, but rather begins by looking in the mirror. It's about looking inside ourselves with a new set of eyes and being open to be changed by the God who dwells within us and allowing our false self, created by our own mind, our own ego, our own culture, to die. These numbered Sundays of ordinary time have come to a close for the year. But before we move forward, let's pause this week and look back at the words of Christ and his invitation to come and see. And in doing so, may we dare to start fresh and let God lead the way. May we dare to answer the call and have the courage to see differently. May we dare to become unafraid to see who we are and who we can be. And may we be willing to repent, to turn our lives around, to open our eyes to recognize that we are all called sons and daughters of the God who dwells within us and who will always shower unearned love upon us without any exceptions. And that, my brothers and sisters, is indeed the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ.